Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thanks, son.
Yeah, we're on.
We're on?
Yep, we're on.
You didn't get any of that political crap, did
no,
you?
No, no. Political stuff's off.
Okay.
People don't care about our opinions.
No, no. Well, we're stupid anyways.
I don't care about your opinions.
Should we give a Roach update? He's looking pretty sexy.
Roach
today.
Got the haircut. Look out, baby.
What is with the upper
working the new sweater?
New sweater?
New sweater and the haircut.
I'm really not that interested.
Full beard.
People Magazine, look out.
I'm feeling a little tingling over here.
He went from Fabio to Clooney.
And hence the no touching rule.
What do we got going on? Anything good? If we had anything big happen for us?
Snowpocalypse.
We're recording from an igloo today. That's cool.
There was some, we got snow, but it wasn't.
I didn't think it was bad.
God, you hear these people on the news, and I'm telling you, I thought we were hunkered in. This has got to be some ploy for the grocery stores and stuff, because my wife even went out and got like 3 gallons of milk.
Right.
Extra cereal.
That's a little excessive.
Yeah, well, my kids will. It'll go. But she was like, "Well, if we're stuck here for the weekend, we gotta have the milk and stuff."
Yeah, well, you do drink water. Oh no,
is Grumpy Old Man joining us today?
No, I'm busy.
I didn't see his phone. I thought he just fell asleep.
Well, sometimes that happens with
his
phone.
He's over there texting or reading.
You're talking about nothing that's important.
Is he I wonder sometimes if he's listening to another podcast while we're recording.
I listened to a good one.
Any tips and tricks?
Yeah, can you help us out?
I love how we're talking about nothing important. Until he talks, then it's
important.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Until he wants in
when
the conversation.
When he's got something to talk about, then it's a big deal.
You had a big, what was the cable thing?
Hey, we're decorating the studio tomorrow if anybody wants to come and help.
I got to work.
I'll be here and I'm not helping. Studio.
Hey, speaking of the podcast, too, I've gotten a lot of requests from fans.
What did Grandma say?
Grandma actually did say she listened because Grumpy Old Man made
her
listen
over
to
so
it.
She could listen to her segment. She didn't want to listen to the whole thing, just her part.
Yeah, she liked that part.
She said, I thought I was pretty good.
She liked her part. But anyway,
she said she had fun. I had fun.
You know what she told me? I went over there the day after we did it, or right after we did it that day. And I said, oh, Grandma, how'd you like being on the podcast? She said, if you idiots would ask a sensible question once in a while, people might actually listen. But when you're over there doing that nonsense, no wonder. Gee, thanks, Grandma.
I got requests from fans saying that when we do our first YouTube podcast, our first YouTube show, they want Grandma on the show.
In the studio
with a live interview.
Ooh, well, that might be a little tougher for her when she has to sit in front of the mic.
Yeah.
Well, do they realize, too, that we got to get her to walk across the street and up the stairs?
She's not walking across the street. Somebody's going to have to drive her over here.
Well, and she's going to have to leave the dog for 20
minutes. Yeah, you can't leave that dog.
It'll be a quick interview because she's got to get back to Norman.
Maybe. She won't. She'd just sit here like, well, what do I do? What am I supposed to do?
Maybe we bring the dog over here and she just sits there and pets it the whole time creepily.
No, but I also have lots of requests. Boys, we're going to have to consider this.
Oh boy. Another request?
Lots of requests means like one.
No.
Lots of requests.
I've had lots of requests from listeners.
So Carter and Megan?
Shelby. that we actually try to do to break the Ferris wheel record.
Yeah, well, how are you going to do that?
Oh, we'd have to convince them to let us do it.
Yeah, I think we could.
No, they're not going to let us do that.
Why wouldn't they? Darien Lake.
I'm telling you right now, I could stay on a Ferris wheel for 48 hours.
I'm telling you right now, I think I could too.
I don't know if you can.
A 5-minute break every hour, too. Well, don't forget. That's how the record works.
I think we could do it for 3 days.
They'd have to shut down their Ferris wheel for 3 days.
Why would they?
They just have to roll past our carts as it came around.
And then they'd have to run it 24/7.
That's the only part I think that would be questionable.
But do they realize what kind of boost they would get for their ticket sales?
If we had Guinness coming.
People say, okay, yeah, what kind of boost it? But I looked up the last guy that did it, and that was in all the news. I mean, AP covered it. It was all New York Times had an article about it. It was all over the news.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you had Guinness coming, there would be a lot of publicity.
We contact Guinness. We contact Darien Lake.
It's a way to get our name out there.
Don't you have to pay Guinness to get them to come? They did that at the Bills game. Remember the Patriots game there?
Uh-huh.
That they tried to break the loudest record or the most decibels in a sports arena or
as long as Brooks is paying for it, no biggie.
And
I'm not paying.
They had to do a GoFundMe or something. Money.
Ooh, 5 minutes. I can go get some of them deep fried mushroom stand.
He's corporate. Oh, I think we have Beaver Brothers come and we send people to go get us food throughout
the time.
They have
a deep fried mushroom stand right over there.
Ooh, they got an Anchor Bar,
I do
too.
Like some deep fried mushrooms, too. Mm-hmm.
The Anchor Bar brings us wings.
We could have wings. We could have Beaver Brothers.
I texted Kevin, asked him if he was an ice cube. He didn't respond.
Maybe he is.
He's probably working.
Oh, we're on a show. I'm talking to you like we're just sitting.
I'm Googling right now. I spent, because I thought this one might be one that I could do, longest time spent giving someone the finger. I thought that would be one. And then the first number that came up was 59 seconds.
That's it?
I think I could beat that. No, that was balancing 5 soda cans on your middle finger.
Oh.
For 11 minutes and 59 seconds.
Full or empty?
Full.
Oh, wow.
11?
He did 5 soda cans on his right middle finger for 11 minutes and 59 seconds, which at that point, like, hold in for one more second. Come on.
All right, but listen, producer.
Yeah.
If we do this Ferris wheel record.
Yeah.
Can we do a podcast?
We can't do a podcast in a room where we don't touch the wires.
So you're saying no.
Why couldn't we do a podcast up there?
How could you, idiot?
All you need what is do you a mean, how battery. Could you?
Yeah, we'd need some form
of power. They got the internet there.
We'd need some form of power. We'd need some backup batteries or something.
Yeah, 40-foot long cords. I'm sure it's easy. It's probably no problem.
You got just a
generator. I got my little generator. You can bring that.
They got those batteries.
Now, hold
packs.
On. Just to be clear, you guys are planning, not only are we going to be on a Ferris wheel for 48 hours, but we're going to live stream a podcast.
No, I'm not saying live stream. I'm not saying we have to live stream, but we could do an episode.
We could do two. We could do one at the start. Maybe one in the middle, one at the end.
We got family. They can give us, charge things up for us.
By the time we get to the end, it won't be 4 fat guys anymore. There will be several people. There will be several casualties.
Who do you think's going down? Let's say who isn't making it.
I think Stubb and I. You and I are pretty easily throwable. So I think somebody's going to get tossed out.
We're out.
There's just a weight advantage that we're not going to win there.
I did look up the carts too to see if we could all be on one. we can't. We have to be on 2 carts.
What's the weight limit on the cart?
900 pounds.
Oh yeah, I don't think we're making that.
No, we're definitely not making it.
We're not making it.
Wow,
we couldn't all be on it, but we do 2 carts next to each other.
Oh, that's a tough one. What's the cart?
You and Jeff are together. We'll shout out about that. You two are together.
That wasn't even a discussion.
I'm hanging my.
It's you two alone and the other three of us in the other one.
And I don't want to be next to him. I want to be on the other side so that just at that one part of the Ferris wheel we can see him.
We're gonna be able to look and see what's going on.
What's the Guinness Book record for how many times someone calls you stupid in 48 hours?
I was gonna say if he wanted to kill himself he could just jump, but you'd have to be able to jump.
I don't know about the carts.
What do you mean? We got 2 carts, and we just roll. I want to look up and see what kind of a toll is this going to take on our body. So
he's going to have to do any more than what we've already done.
I ain't going up there unless he does a cleansing, because I ain't smelling that air for 48 hours.
He's going to be eating. He just said deep fried mushrooms.
No, he ain't sitting with me.
I like them deep fried mushrooms.
Roach is going to burn a hole right through that.
Why can't we all have our own car?
That's a good question.
Now we're giving five carts.
We were afraid of shutting down the fair.
Dream anyway, so we might as well have fantasize any way we want.
I don't think it's a pipe dream.
I think you guys should get on, talk to Darien Lake.
I'm going to call Darien Lake. I know some people over there.
Tell me when to show up.
Get the Guinness book.
And you thought that this would be a hard sell, Stub.
Yeah, I did. I didn't think I thought we'd all, we'd have a couple that would be, no, I'm not doing
When
that.
Are we doing it? Summer?
No, yeah, they're going to tell us you can do it if it's in February.
I'll need a couple vacation dates. Oh, no, I won't.
I'm good. There's three of us during the summer that could just do it whenever. Anytime. It's no big deal.
No big deal to me.
There's two other
I'm not doing it on a weekend
and
either.
You know they're going to want us to do it. If they even remotely agree to do it, it's going to be... Yeah, you could. It'll be a Tuesday and a Wednesday, or a Monday and a Tuesday.
That works. I don't want to ruin my weekend.
It's definitely not going
to
be.
Well, here's the other question. So if we're shooting to break a world record, we're not beating it by an hour, right?
Oh no, we're going 3 days.
Yeah,
by three.
That's all I can take.
So 72 hours.
I am taking a pot up there too.
A pod.
You don't.
A pot.
Why are you so fixated on pooping in a bucket?
You're going to be in the same car with them guys.
There'll be no pooping going on.
Is that why you're in a 3-day limit?
It's just peeing. I got to pee. I can hold the poop, though.
While trying to break record, one of four fat guys gets arrested for indecent exposure.
You don't have to stay awake for the 48 hours, right?
I think he did. The guy that did it stayed awake for the 48 hours.
No, you just have to be on there.
All I'm saying is I read about it, and the guy said it was tough because he stayed awake for 48 hours.
I'm going to need a nap.
I think one of the
five
of us
That's after an hour. You're going to need a nap.
Yeah, right. So I want to get in right now.
Well, right, and then you'll kind of – there's a gentle rocking of the
I don't know why you can't sleep. Well, what difference does it make?
I don't understand, but I think
it'll be hard to sleep.
I don't know what the rule is.
I think you underestimate me. It won't be hard at all.
I'm going to need some distilled water for my CPAP.
I slept on a train before. In one of their sleeper carts where you lay right down on it.
How's that? See, I think you'd like that if you just...
No.
I think you would after you did it 3 or 4 nights. You'd get used to it.
Yeah,
it's just white noise.
We did it one night, and it was tough because every time it shook hard, you'd like wake up and be like, what's going on? And then you realize, oh, I'm just on a train, and it moves like that. But we'd be on a Ferris wheel. What if you had a nightmare that you went sleepwalking? You were on the Ferris wheel. You're up top.
There's no open doors.
They got a bar on there.
Even more publicity.
I would love to see Roach fall off.
But you know what? That's the good thing about sitting with him. Well, when he takes his nap, I'll pull that little bar out, grab him by the back of the head, and fling him.
Just fling him out.
It'd be even more publicity.
There's no way. Grumpy old man's with him. He's up for the 48 hours because there's no way he's falling asleep with Roach.
Well, I worry about the two of them.
Stop.
Both of them snoring. I'm worried the vibrations of the car.
Forget that. We should be like, if they're at the top, we should be at the bottom.
I'm saying opposite ends.
Because otherwise, we aren't sleeping either.
Even on opposite
sides
of the
Ferris
wheel,
your machine either.
Why not?
What are you going to do? Have a 100-foot extension cable?
Roach's little generator.
I'm sure they won't mind.
Yeah, no.
Well, now, I will tell you this, though. If it's between your CPAP and Roach's mini fridge full of Mountain Dew, you lose.
Yeah, that's not good.
There is a 900-pound weight limit, though. So even though the two of you don't reach 900 pounds, you can't have 300 pounds worth of Mountain Dew and food up there.
We can get the food. We don't have to...
You got a 5-minute break every hour.
5-minute break every hour.
You don't have to take a break for that.
You have somebody on the ground prepared with your order.
Yeah.
We'll be texting our wives and be like, all right, in 10 minutes, we're off.
I'm telling you this.
I want some food.
I better bring some snacks then.
I'm guaranteeing you this right now. My wife will not be there to bring me food.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no way.
No, your wife and son will be riding the kiddie ride somewhere.
If they show up.
If they're there.
If they show up.
I don't. Roach, will your wife be there?
No chance of that happening.
Oh, man, your wife will be there.
She probably would.
My wife would definitely be there.
Oh, my wife would be there, but I don't know if she'd be watching the Ferris wheel the whole time. No. She'd be like,
maybe not the whole time, but they'd be getting us food for sure. My wife, 100% would be, because she gets proud of me for stupid things.
Well, she's got so much, so little to choose from.
It's like any little accomplishment. She's like, yeah, go Ryan.
You get off it. Right, when we break the record and he gets off, she'll be like, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's got to take the victories where she can get them.
Exactly.
Well, I'm setting it up. I'm getting this. This is getting set up.
Ryan, that's one of those sentences that just has, that carries, like, you don't need to know anything about Ryan and his wife at all, and you know everything with that sentence.
But also, all of you sitting here know it's true. Yeah, she would totally back me up on something so stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think she's totally 100%. Yeah. She'll be helping get this set up. Yeah.
Oh, then I'll tag on to your order.
Yeah, you better do that, because if you call your wife for the order, you might not see any food.
I'll starve.
She'll be like, well, I got to work. I got things to do. She doesn't have time for your shenanigans.
So, I had an idea.
Oh, boy.
So,
is this another one of your segments? Remember that segment we did where...
Once.
That one segment we did?
I liked that one, too.
You couldn't even understand what the hell he was talking about.
Though. Oh, that was the Mad Lib one.
Yeah, the Mad Lib one.
This one isn't a Mad Lib.
I like the one where he did the reviews and you had to guess where it was.
I'm cooking up a few more of those.
Yeah, I didn't mind that one.
I like that one.
Bad. Wait, you know what else we haven't had in a while?
What's that?
Roach's Rant.
Well, he's in a good place. Look at him. He's freaking George Clooney over there.
You know what? When you got all the money in the world,
yeah,
you can do whatever you want, whenever you want.
You know what we need to have for the Ferris wheel, too? Because people miss out on all these sexy looks of Roach. We need GoPros.
Oh, there's going to be... We got to have... That's... Our YouTube channel is going to be... We'll probably have 4 or 5 episodes of just us on the Ferris
wheel. We all need GoPros on our head.
What's a GoPro?
Those little action camera things that people use.
Most people wear them when they're like snowboarding or surfing. And we'll wear them when we're sitting on a big Ferris wheel.
Every time he falls asleep, I'm tweaking his ear.
Well, that's going to be a lot because that motion starts. He's falling 5 minutes. I think he's asleep.
Remember when you drive to the mountains?
Oh yeah,
he'd fall asleep, and you thought, okay, it's a long trip, so you know whatever. But nobody else does.
No.
So then we go. Now we're only driving 1 hour and 20 minutes, and you think there's no way he could fall asleep.
Oh yeah, he falls asleep
on the way to the new
minute
place.
He settles into the car, it's like he's like a little kid in a there's kids that. If they're having trouble sleeping, you put them in the car and drive around the block, and they'll go, that's Roach.
Yeah, well, hey,
he gets in the car,
then he starts snoring, and we start smacking him in the head.
Yeah, after we're in the car and the greetings are done, I'm done. I'm done with you guys for a while. I'll take a nap.
I have to admit, in my older age, I feel kind of bad about some of the smacks I've given him when he's falling asleep.
Yeah, you should.
There's been a couple times where I've hit him hard.
it's so freaking annoying.
It drives you crazy because you tell him. The minute we start hearing you, you're getting up. And
that's just like an abuser to blame the then he person wakes being up, abused. That's the problem.
He wakes up and the first thing he says is, what? I wasn't snoring. Like, how the frick do you know? You're asleep. All right, let's hear this new.
Now I'm looking at the time that we're at now. I'm gonna save it.
It's break time already?
No, not quite. But we just don't have enough time to do it.
Oh, all right. So we'll get it after break.
Let's just do dead air until break time.
That's his entertainment, is what they've just.
Yeah, I mean, what's it gonna hurt?
All right, I got a question. So what animal ability would you want humans to have? Ability or like physical feature?
Humans or just
all
me?
Humans? I got all humans are.
I know what Roach would like.
It's always shot to abuse.
Yeah, I want
to
hear.
Can I pick what Roach would like?
I'm not sure.
How does your head go there first?
Let me think. I don't know what it is.
I didn't even finish the question. Yeah, anyway.
I think Roach would like the dog's ability
to lick themselves.
Liberness.
See, like, how does he come up with that?
Can you imagine you'd have to hit him with a newspaper?
I wouldn't want humans to have any. If it was just me, then I'd be all right with it. But I wouldn't want everybody to have it.
It's fly. It's easy.
No, I wasn't going for flying.
Well, I don't care. They, you're stupid.
No, I like flying too, but I was thinking the ability to go underwater.
Gills?
Well, I don't want gills on the side of my face.
Why not?
Breathing water is you're gonna.
But
have to
I
want to
be able to somehow do it.
My answer was going to literally be gills.
There's so many needs for that. There's so many times you think, Jesus, I wish I could go underwater here.
The way our planet's going, yeah, we might need to be able to live underwater.
You fly up to the top of a tree. Done.
Wait, what?
We're up to the top of the tree. Okay, we're good.
That just gets you closer to the sun.
He said that like that. There's so many problems in your life that get solved by getting to the top of the tree.
By flying.
The water, you're worried about the water. You fly to the mountain and get on a tree. It's not getting that high.
I wasn't worried about the water. I was worried about Earth and the air and the quality of our...
That's the next generation's problem.
Thanks. Hey. Thanks. We appreciate it.
I'm retired.
Hey, I fought the good fight against the worst generation ever, but...
They're not listening anyway, so we're okay, guys.
That's my favorite Tom Brokaw book.
The worst generation.
I think he's right, though.
I would like to fly. There's no doubt about it. It would be cool.
Can you imagine Roach flying?
We've talked about this before. Yeah. And can you just imagine? If you saw him.
You would see people run. There's no way that can fly. There's no way. That something's wrong.
Well.
You think it got shot out of a cannon.
And if it is up there, you're worried about it coming down. That's the problem.
And what if he does let one go up there? It ain't like a bird plop. That thing could kill you.
That would dent your driveway.
Well, and if he let one go, then I'm assuming if you're afraid it's going to come down and hit you, he's not wearing anything to stop it from coming down to hit you.
He wants to feel the freedom.
So now, what do you do?
That's just disgusting.
We're not birds. Our butt's not in the same place. We have to, do a flip over and fly on our back?
You land and use a bathroom, you moron.
Yeah, you got to kind of hover.
Think about it.
You have to fly on your back. Otherwise, it's going to just dribble down.
Yeah, I don't want it dribbling
or
down.
I mean, you land and use a bathroom.
Oh, you'd have to fly in the straight-up position?
That's what you'd have to fly straight up and spread your legs.
Can you
do that?
That's
the only way it would work.
Well, maybe not quite straight up, but straight enough.
Well, that's
you
how
do
you
one of those flips. You do a barrel roll.
You have to kind of spread your legs.
That's some real timing skill.
Timing for the barrel roll?
Well, I'm sure Roach would have that.
The question is, do you have to, if you're flying, do you have to fly like Superman where, your hands are straight out like that? Because if so, what if you have to, pull your cheeks,
separate
them a little bit?
Are you stupid? You'd have to flap like a bird.
You're a bird.
You're Superman.
I was thinking Superman.
I think there's two ways you could take it. If you're just doing animal ability, I think you can fly however you want. I think it's more interesting what physical feature of an animal. So if you want to fly, everybody's got wings now.
Oh, that would be a pain. I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, if you got wings, then.
Or if you want to swim, everybody's got gills.
We'd give a whole new meaning to the term big bird.
Big Bird didn't fly though.
Now
we're getting up there flying. We got wings and we're flying.
I'm fairly confident Roach isn't flying either.
No,
I don't know. I that's all work. You got feathers on you now.
And what if it's
they could have been like bat wings.
What
or
if it's a messy
wings?
Poop?
Stop with that. You still can use the bathroom. You're not all
but you're flying and you want to just let it fly.
Are you walking and just want to let it fly?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen it on video many times.
You sit in a bathroom.
Yeah, but there's something different about flying.
If you're up
in the air and you're over a field, you're just like, what's this going to hurt anybody?
No, there's something different
about
you.
It's no different than if you're out. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
This sucks.
What were we even talking about?
We're talking about whether you could pee from the sky.
No, I'm saying ask Grumpy Old Man. If you're out doing your wood cutting out there.
No, every time I walk all the way back up to the house.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're taking a dump, you probably would. But
no, I kept toilet paper on the four-wheeler.
Oh, see? So if I'm flying above some forested area and I feel like just letting it fly, what am I coming down for?
Keep a lot of toilet paper in your pocket. Fold up a couple pieces.
You
don't crunch.
Land.
Why do I gotta land?
Because you might hit somebody with that.
I'm over the woods.
It's gonna hit trees.
There's no one in the woods.
No, people don't go in the woods.
No, there's never anybody there.
Yeah, but it's gonna hit treetops and break limbs off.
Oh yeah, so that's great. Flinging stuff coming down.
Birds don't land to poop.
No. Yeah, and how have you ever been pooped on? Or seen someone pooped on?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're asking. We're smarter than a bird.
Yeah. Do birds care? They don't care. They're probably up there laughing.
Well, you should care if you pooped on somebody.
I don't care. There's some people, you, I'd like to take a dump on.
Oh, see?
Now, did anybody, was anybody interested in the idea of a tail?
What do we want a tail?
I don't know. I just you look at like a monkey climbing in a tree, and then they can like hang there with the tail. They got extra arms.
There's a lot of animals with tail that can't hang in trees.
Like a monkey's tail.
If I'm going with anything, it's either flying or I'm it's going in the ocean.
See, now the other thing I thought though is like camouflage. Like chameleons.
Now we're back to roach stealing stuff.
I kind of thought that would be kind of nice.
What do you think, roaches?
Or like you're somewhere out in public and like you really don't want to talk to people. There, now you're gone.
Like all the time.
You just blend into a wall.
What do you think roach and his sexy new haircut would look like in camouflage?
I mean, it's one thing, you know. Yeah, okay, a chameleon. You can't. It's this big, but you're telling me you're not going to see roach with a background of a building. Or
I mean,
something?
It's a lumpy building. You're going to be confused. Why did they build it that way?
Just blend right in.
It could happen. All right,
yeah, let's take a break. Yeah. We're back.
This is the guy that we picked on Roach for sounding like, but he's mastered the art of speaking in a different language.
This is
our buddy.
Now, to be clear, it's not a language anybody else speaks.
We love him, but
so there's about 20 words here. There's not one single punctuation mark anywhere. Zero.
I think he thinks it's automatic. Like, you know how it word corrects you? It'll correct your spelling. He just thinks it must correct your punctuation.
The only way you can read it is word for word.
Sure did, worked good, did
three driveways. When does the level four back brakes? I pushed it down to cause. Thought I was going to get stuck once in grass with hill.
Is there anybody out there that can translate this for us?
I think he adjusted his back brakes. I don't know.
He texted me once, and I didn't know what. So I go, what? Question mark. He texts back with something even further from what it was. And I go, Rick, I don't even know what you're saying. And then I got the middle finger emoji.
He knows how to use that one.
That was it. So I just was like, okay, all right, I guess that's it then.
You know what he was saying then?
Yeah.
So. It's real fun during fantasy football season because he can't spell to begin with, and then he tries to spell the players' names, telling you who you should and shouldn't pick up, and then it autocorrects to other things because he butchers their name to begin with, and autocorrect wouldn't recognize their name spelled correctly. And then it just sends you
crazy
gibberish.
I will say, in his defense, I'm not a good speller either. And when you're trying to spell people's names, it autocorrects crazy stuff all the time. And you're like, what the? You'll text somebody and it'll be completely out of there. And
yeah, the first time you put a name in, you gotta
tell them.
Yeah,
no,
you gotta make sure that it's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a new...
It's playoff weekend.
Dun, NFL. Dun, dun.
All right, we got the Rams and the Saints, and then you got the Patriots and
who's playing
Kansas
first?
City.
Patriots?
No, I just looked it up.
What?
Rams is at 3:05, and then Patriots is at...
Yeah, because everybody wants to watch that
Patriots
game.
Is 6:40.
Yeah. Me, that's the one I want to watch.
It's too late.
It's not too late.
I think that there is a strong probability that Rams-Saints game ends up being a better game.
Oh, it's going to be.
I think it could be a good game. I think they both could be really good
You know
good
what the
games.
Best part about this is? Is this episode comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah, right. We'll find out. Yeah.
So
when we have a Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl set up.
Can you believe there's two quarterbacks in this game, though, that are 40 or older? That's freaking unbelievable.
And two that are basically rookies?
The day I turned 40, my body went to hell. So I don't know how these guys are doing it.
You can't touch them anymore.
Yeah. Look, they're still a little more physical than what we're doing.
Well, yeah, but they also...
I've watched the games. I realize they can't touch them, but I see them get beat up.
They still get hit.
They get hit pretty hard.
Yeah, but you know what I want? I want to challenge Tom Brady to a 72-hour Ferris wheel challenge. I don't think he could win.
No.
No.
No way. We would win.
Only the four fat guys can do that.
All right, so I know we've got a lot of listeners that don't like it when we talk about sports.
Wow, I didn't know we had a lot of listeners.
Oh, millions.
Speaking of listeners who don't like it.
Hey, when did we get them?
Who are these people?
Speaking of listeners who don't like it when we talk about sports, Nicole did, our good cousin Nicole, who actually...
Why do you got to say cousin?
Tunes in from
time to time. No, it's like a term of endearment.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's our cousin.
All of our listeners are cousins.
Oh, okay.
That's what we call our fans.
You say cousin, and it just hurts.
Not legitimate cousins. They're just... That's our fan base.
I would be embarrassed to be related to the people that listen to this show.
See, that's why I wanted to marry my cousin Wonder Woman.
Nicole asked us, why do they keep naming storms? And I said, well, what do you think that they should be named after? Anybody? Anybody got a good suggestion for her?
I'm not sure they should be named after.
Yeah.
Why are they naming them at all?
I don't know. You got to categorize them somehow, historically.
You don't really,
what, because you're confused with the storm they had last month, the storm that's coming
and
this month?
Who goes back and say, oh, remember Storm Bertha?
Harper, the one we're in right now.
I didn't even know it was Harper.
This is called Harper?
Yeah.
Doesn't it have to be a storm for them to name
Harper's
them?
Weak.
This was really? Just a few...
Nobody will remember Storm Harper.
Where do they stop naming them? Is it if you have like a light sprinkle?
If you live around here... Everybody remembers the blizzard of 77.
Yeah.
They don't remember, remember Storm Bob?
Yeah.
Nobody remembers that, but you go blizzard of 77.
I'm going to start naming rain showers.
Well, it depends on the storm, too. I mean, if they named the blizzard of 77 Bob, you would remember it.
Everybody remembers Katrina, don't they?
But I don't know why you...
I don't know which one that was, though.
Oh, you
know,
well, you do if you live there.
Yeah.
Just put the year to it, though.
Yeah, right. Hurricane...
Was there another one that year? That
what if we get one next week?
Then we're going to forget
it'll
about
be
the
first one.
Nobody's remembering this one anyway. This
if
wasn't
we get
even
a storm,
storm.
Next week, yeah, it'll be this, the first one
was,
of the year.
This wasn't a storm.
This is a winter day in western New York.
Yeah, this is nothing. A little snow. All right, let's get back to this. Dun, 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 dun. All right,
so I think what we're going to do is we're going to help these people that don't like sports figure out which NFL team is the best. The NFL does it by, like, making everybody play games and, like, compete.
That's stupid.
I think what we do is we take all of their, like, you know, the names of the teams, what they represent, Hunger Game style, deathmatch.
So the mascot, essentially.
Yeah, so, like, Lions, Bears,
Chiefs,
Bills.
I can tell you right now.
Bills make it out.
Ours is done already.
A guy named Bill?
My favorite team, the Buffalo Bills, they're done.
You don't think a guy named Bill could could win it?
Who is this Bill?
Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. He was a freaking entertainer. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I think we're out.
We're done.
Soon. You know who wins. It's simple. It's easy. Patriots.
The Patriots. Yeah.
I don't know. I think a Viking could take on a Patriot, though.
No, that's a good one.
That's anti-American.
Patriots. Patriots had guns. Vikings didn't have guns.
Okay, fair enough.
What about a chief?
Or a giant.
Indian or a giant.
Chiefs and Indian?
You guys are going to take the giant over a Patriot?
How big is a giant?
How big is the giant? Yeah, exactly.
If it's 1v1, yeah.
You go with the Patriot every time.
Well, it's not the giant either. It's giants.
What's getting
so there's multiple.
What's getting a jet out of the air?
Here's what we'll do.
Jets are nothing.
Each one gets five. Each one gets five. So you get five giants versus five Patriots. I think the five Cardinals might stand a chance.
Cardinals?
Yeah, they're out for that might be the only
Cardinals
one that Buffalo Bill gets to take out.
Bill's gone.
Oh, no. You know what the winner is? The Chargers. They lightning strike everybody. Done.
No, what is
what's
a charger?
Mascot,
yeah, what's the charger?
It's a lightning bolt.
It is a lightning bolt, but...
Is that what it is, though?
It's still anti-American to go against the Patriots.
All they get is five chargers. They get five lightning bolts. They're not killing us all with just five lightning bolts.
They only got to kill five. There's five of you idiots.
Yeah, it's five on five. There's a whole bunch in there.
Lightning's not very precise. It just happens out of nowhere.
Hey, just wherever they kill the first guy, you go stand there.
You know what else? You know what else isn't very precise? Muskets.
I didn't say I was going with the Patriots. Now I'm thinking this through.
I think based on our podcasting history, with our podcasting history, there's only one team we should be rooting for, and that's the Browns.
Yeah, what the hell's a Brown? What's the Browns?
I don't know. It seems like something we'd be on board with. I've heard about Roach's Browns. And
that's five. They get five of them. That could be us. We could just be
I've heard
loose.
Van Weekend could kill some people, so.
Yeah.
He's got what about the Saints?
What about them?
They got God on their side.
They're holy.
I think we're going to win. What about Steely McBean? He's made us steal.
Steelers. What are five Steelers?
He's Steely McBean. That's the mascot.
That's not the mascot. It's their name. Steelers. Yeah,
you know what you are? Steely McStupid.
Who are we missing here?
I mean,
how about the five Dolphins?
The Dolphins are done.
They're done.
Dolphins are done.
Yeah, just put that in the
water. Drown them.
They're nice anyway.
Just throw a net out.
You just drown them.
I don't know what a Packer is.
Yeah, what's a Packer?
Roach, what's a Packer?
It's a football player.
Roach knows right away, too, because he's like, oh, well, it's a... Don't tell us. This is a family show.
I think the 49ers could stand a chance.
What
are some drunken prospectors?
They're prospectors.
How are they winning?
Wait, who else do we got? Let's go through
all right, you got Jets, Bengals, Titans, Chargers, Falcons, Cowboys.
Oh, they got guns.
Cowboys.
On horses.
They're not on horses.
I got there's a lot of big cats on here too. You got the Jaguars, Bengals, Panthers. I don't know.
They don't fare well against muskets.
But you only get five. Muskets have like a 1 minute reload time.
You got five guys with a musket.
I don't know.
How about the Buccaneers? We got some pirates.
Yeah. Swashbuckles.
Oh yeah, they got a sword. Okay.
They got cannons. They got a sword in one eye. What are they doing? They got a peg leg and a sword in one eye. They're in trouble. All right, who else we got on there?
What's
a Seahawk?
Oh,
it's a bird.
It'll poop on you.
What's that doing? If the Seahawks, the Eagles, and the Falcons team up, and the Ravens, we might be in trouble.
Why would they call themselves a Seahawk? Why don't they just go with Hawk?
Because it's Seattle, idiot.
Yeah, but you'd better be a Hawk.
What if the Raiders and the Buccaneers team up? Now you got double
and
the
Steelers.
What about
the Steelers who don't know what stealing is?
Whoa, time out here. What about the Texans? That's the whole state of Texas, and there's five of them.
It's just five people that
it's five
Texans. Five people from Texans.
It's just five people from Texas.
No, I think they are the Texans.
So hold on, you're saying that the Patriots get five people and the Texans get what?
Yeah, Patriots should have a whole country.
So the Patriots is the whole you gotta
all
go
the
back
colonies.
To that time. All the colonies.
Yeah.
Times five.
Not all of them. They weren't everybody in the militia. Women and children weren't in the militia.
All right, so what? I'll still take the five colonies of men.
That doesn't mean they didn't support the war.
But they weren't in the militia. They weren't fighting.
By that logic, it should be all of the lions times five.
I bet their wife would bring them some food. I
agree.
Well, this is your logic. This is illogical.
I don't think this is fair.
All right, so you're just saying...
Because I will say, I think five times all the Cardinals in the world is just a shit ton of Cardinals.
All right, but wait, so we're just, we're going with five Texas, five people
five
from
Texas.
Five
people from Texas.
Yeah.
Tread on me.
I think maybe, depending on the five...
Then they're done.
They all got guns.
Depending on the five we get, Buffalo Bill might stand a chance.
Pick a random five people from Texas, four of them got guns.
They got a shot, then.
On them when you pick them.
So,
I don't think Broncos and Colts make it too far.
And they're not carrying a musket.
No.
And then the Bears.
Five Bears? And I don't think that... Were they grizzly bears? What kind of bears were they?
Yeah, they're just even, black bears.
If they're just black bears, don't even...
You need like a Kodiak or...
You know what? Definitive answers. Roach, who you got? One.
Oh, if you can only pick one?
Just
you
one.
Got one
you
team?
Pick one
got.
Team that wins the NFL Hunger Games.
I'm taking the Texans.
Dumb. Stupid.
That's among the top five worst answers.
That's among
they
the top.
All got guns on
there's
them.
There's only five of them, though. We yeah. already...
Grumpy
five,
old
you got
man.
Five guys.
And you don't know that they all have guns.
It's Texas.
There's a good choice. I think he's four out of the five.
They're
have
picking
guns.
Five. It could be girls.
Still have
four
guns.
Four out of the five.
It could be little
guns.
Girls. It could be a little boy. It's a Texan.
Four out of five still have guns.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
There's no,
it's the Patriots, fighters, war,
no
ready to go.
You got five there. Patriots.
Yeah.
Fighting. I got a freaking handgun.
Bro, or,
and I,
Ryan,
I don't know
what do you got?
How many bullets I'm carrying.
Chargers, lightning bolts, beat anything.
No chance.
No
chance.
You just
answer.
Stand where the first guy gets
yes.
killed. You can't hit that spot.
I have to go. I think this is a no-brainer. It's been said. It's the Giants. You got five Giants. Nobody's taking them down.
Oh, bang, 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 bang.
Oh, yeah, your little gun's going to what?
You ever hit a musket ball on your ankle?
I think it is. That's very subjective.
It's a giant.
A musket ball.
Andre the Giant.
No, it's not an Andre the Giant. This is like a Jack and the Beanstalk giant.
Jack and the Beanstalk giant. Your little musket's doing nothing to it.
You ever had a musket ball on your ankle?
That's like to a giant that's like getting hit by a BB gun.
Yeah, that's a BB gun. Twink.
I'm going with the Vikings. I think Vikings stand a chance.
Worst even of all of them.
I think they stand a chance. I was between them and the Browns.
I think I'm winning.
No.
You see, what's that movie we watched, Elephant Man Weekend from Texas?
What's that movie
we watched? Where they robbed the banks?
Hell or High Water?
Hell or High Water?
That was a good movie.
Let's go with this
bank
again.
They all got guns.
Let's go with this. Let's break this down. 25 years of Man Week, at least 14 movies a year. What's that movie
10
we watched?
14.
Yeah, so 10 times 25.
I knew exactly what he was talking about, and I don't even go.
What's that movie we watched?
14 times 25 is 350 movies.
At least.
Well, it's the one about Texas.
I think we've watched other ones that were with Texas.
I could disagree with you, but I don't think we have.
Okay.
Now, if he said, what was the one that we watched with the demonic puppets? Then I could understand your confusion.
Yeah, because we've seen more of them than Texas movies. What was a stupid horror movie we watched? Oh, there's like 40.
There's a lot of those.
There's a lot. I can't. But I still think it's fun to watch.
I talked to Kevin on the way to get his four-wheeler fixed, and he was wondering what he picked. I said, you can only pick one, because he always asks, I can pick an oldie, right? I said, you can pick one oldie. And he's trying to decide which one.
What was his choice? What was he going with?
By an oldie, you mean like one you've seen before?
Yes.
Like which Child's Play movie?
Interesting. No, it's usually like a Clint Eastwood one.
He
told me which one it was too, and I can't remember.
I know what I'm thinking.
With Hang'em High, or it'll be one of those
Outlaw Josie Wales.
I like Outlaw Josie.
That's a good
movie. It was a Navy. It was a military movie.
I was thinking Unforgiven is what I'd pick.
Unforgiven's good.
My favorite's what's the one where he's
Clint?
Yeah, where he goes to the town and he makes the little guy the mayor.
Dumb and Dumber.
No.
Dumb and Dumber.
High Plains Drifter.
That's a good one too. That is a good one.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Outlaw Josie Wales the best.
That's a classic.
That's a really good one.
That's one of my favorites. All time.
Yeah. All right, we got anything else? Are we done already?
No, we're not done yet.
Die Hard.
Die Hard? What about Die Hard?
You can't watch that at Man Weekend. That's the Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Shut up.
Oh, please.
All right, here we go.
That's stupid.
Let's go back to something else that's more our speed.
Hey, I watched another movie on TV, Castaway, Christmas movie.
Kind of is.
Huh? That's what you're going with.
I don't really remember that
Following
one that
your
well.
Your definition of
I remember it being, hot garbage, but...
Oh, it wasn't bad.
Castaway's a good movie.
Wow. It's not one of the movies you can watch
a
lot.
No way. That's a good movie.
I don't even know what one it is.
That's one where he's on
Wilson. With Tom Hanks.
Where he talks to the volleyball.
That's a good movie.
Wilson, his buddy.
It's a Christmas movie.
I'd trade any one of you for that
there's
volleyball.
There's a Christmas scene at the beginning. There's a Christmas scene at the beginning of the movie.
Christmas movie. Yeah.
Stupid.
All right, here's our next question.
I agree.
Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or hot dogs for fingers?
I like to eat my fingers.
The problem is, Roach would, in a day, he'd have no fingers.
No. Just spaghetti for hair because it keeps growing and you can just keep cutting and eating it.
Just think if Roach did have that dog ability.
Do my fingers grow back if I eat them?
No.
So I mean,
do your fingers right now grow back if you eat them?
I can't eat the spaghetti, though. It's not good for diabetics.
Do
a lot of carbs in spaghetti.
Am I able to eat my hair with sauce?
Well, you'd have to pour it on your head.
Yeah,
you got to go with spaghetti because hair grows.
Maybe if you were in the shower, you just throw some spaghetti sauce on there, eat, and then you wash it right off.
So marinate yourself.
What, are you guys stupid?
The next day, I throw some Alfredo.
You cut it off, and then you put the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, you wash your hair. You get out of the shower, you cut it off.
Roach would have just had a nice little spaghetti feast.
Yeah.
With his haircut.
Yeah, but why wait till you're out? You're in the shower, you might as well just start nibbling on it.
No, because I like meatballs. And
oh, yes, you do.
Wait, sauce.
He loves his meatballs.
Where do the meatballs come from? What appendage gets replaced with meatballs?
I'll have to cook those still.
Again, the dog ability.
Do they grow back? Oh, he could have a real feast on his
He'll
head.
Have two. At least he'll have two.
Wait, he could have his. Well, a lot of people like spaghetti with meatballs and sausage.
The hot dog hands, too. You couldn't use them.
He'll have two hot dogs or two meatballs and a sausage.
I think it's a question. It's more questionable, though, if your hot dog fingers grow back.
He said no.
Right. Your fingers don't grow back.
I know, if you could make it that they did grow back, then
so
I
what?
Think...
You're going to just keep eating and making new ones?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How about this? Your fingernails are potato chips.
Ooh. Now.
No, I'm going...
See, the problem, though, is that I feel like you could...
chips or leg fingers?
you could have long hair and cut it and get a decent meal. I don't know how long you have to go without cutting your potato chip fingernails.
You get a nibble every couple weeks. It's nice.
I don't know if
fingers are still hot dogs with chips on the end of them. Now, I'm going that over the spaghetti hair. That's delicious. Throw a little ketchup on my finger and just bow down.
No, spaghetti hair. Obviously the choice.
The biggest problem with the spaghetti hair is you'd always look like one of those Play-Doh people.
Yeah,
I think
be a
you
good
could
luck.
Just put it like in a bun back there.
Oh, yeah, the bun would help.
You'd have quite the look going. Hey, he was Fabio the other day.
Cut it all off so you're bald or close to it. And
how long does
it
take to grow back? Like regular hair?
Yeah, that's the problem.
So I don't have any. What am I doing?
He's starving.
Would he grow hair?
He's starving. I can't eat spaghetti.
Here's a question. So would you rather stay bald with real hair or get a full, luscious head of hair of spaghetti?
I think you could do a lot with spaghetti hair.
I disagree with you.
I think you could really mold that into a
Every
nice
time you fall asleep on the couch, a dog would be eating your head.
Might be able to... Tracks of a chalion.
Hey, did
girls.
You guys hear Ryan's getting a dog?
No.
For his
no,
new
I'm
house.
Not.
For his
new no, house. No, 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 no.
I'm going to talk to your wife because
I will kill you.
My neighbor has puppies.
I will kill
right
you.
Now.
Oh. I will kill you.
Black lab
you.
Puppies right now.
I will kill you.
And you can't have a. She's going to want a dog out there.
I will.
When she's alone
kill
in that
you.
House. And you're out, you go on one of your trips somewhere, she's going to need something there.
I
agree.
Will
security.
Kill you.
Security. A black lab, perfect for that place.
I can't wait till we come to the podcast and instead of saying,
we can barely take
wrestling,
care of ourselves. We don't need a dog.
Instead of saying, I went to wrestling, he says, I was up painting till 1 in the morning.
Yeah, there'd be no more wrestling.
Well, hold on. Did anybody catch what he actually said?
What'd he say? I missed it.
Oh,
it flies over you. Like
he says these things so often you miss them, but this one was when he goes to rustling.
Rustling?
Yeah.
I think I said wrestling.
Like rustling steakhouses.
I really like professional wrestling.
We'll listen to it on the we'll know Wednesday.
All right, everybody tweet in if you heard rustling or wrestling.
I think that's the name of the podcast right now.
Professional wrestling.
Professional rustling.
I don't even know how to spell that. All right, one last question comes from the internet.
Oh!
Somebody's looking for some advice.
Oh, well, we're good at that.
Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
Well, you are looking hot.
It is you.
Take that sweatshirt off, baby.
Did anybody hear that zipper?
I heard it.
I wish.
I saw it.
I'm uncomfortable. He's not wearing anything under the sweater. He's just unzipped.
The sweater is off, and there is no shirt underneath, people.
This new look that he's got with the haircut, it's really pretty good.
Oh, good God. I got a haircut. Stop.
It looks like they groomed the chest, too.
I wish we had started the YouTube channel before he got the cut, though, because people don't realize.
It'll grow.
Oh, he's got. Got that Fabio look.
I get this
look
from the women.
Back.
I don't need it from you.
What pattern is that they carved into your chest of that luscious chest hair over
it's
there?
It's the Steeler symbol.
Oh, okay.
Man. All right, what do you got for all us? Right.
So somebody said, I'm purposefully making my yard and home look so trashy so my neighbor will sell their house cheap and then I can buy it cheap. Good idea or bad idea?
It'll never work.
Never work.
I don't think it would never work.
I don't know.
There is some case. I mean, you might have to go a little further than just that.
You're more likely to have the neighbor calling code enforcement on you than them moving.
Well, listen, you live out in the country. There ain't no such thing as code enforcement.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm telling you, this is for real. When our neighbors, our former neighbors who live right across the street from us, were selling their house, we were like, what if some losers come in and it's a trash? Then they dump, the place becomes a dump. And we were seriously like, well, then we're going to have to sell our house.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, we got great neighbors and the place looks great, but I think that's realistic.
And I'm not talking, they're saying they want to make it look so trashy, not just a little bit.
If our neighbors wanted to get rid of us, all they got to do is trash it up over there, and I think we'd be looking to sell.
If I were you, I wouldn't tell them.
That's all it'll take.
Yeah,
they might have somebody in mind. They'd go, we could get way better neighbors.
I might pull that stump for my neighbors.
Yeah, our parents are his neighbors.
I think it would work.
Oh, there's no doubt it would work. I guarantee it would work.
It would not work for Grand and Grandpa. They're not moving.
No, they're not going anywhere. But
no. How about your parents? They buy a nice. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
So we did get Storm Bob this weekend.
Oh, stop.
What is the name
of it? It's Harper.
Storm Harper. But my parents just got a brand new all-wheel drive vehicle.
SUV.
SUV. Beautiful. It really is a pretty little car, I think. I like
it. It's a nice car.
But it's in their, they park it in their garage.
Okay.
And they're driving the PT
They went to Carlton last night in the snow.
They drove,
PT 20 Cruiser.
Miles?
Yep.
20 miles.
It wasn't that bad.
On backcountry
roads.
It wasn't that bad,
but the roads are still snowy.
Given a choice, front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, with the snow we have, what would you drive?
Yeah,
Did you guys get the reasons for
why? The reason I got was, we didn't want to get it dirty.
That was Grandpa's reason, and Grandma's reason was she didn't want it to be in a ditch. I don't want to crash that one. It's too nice.
She'd rather crash the PT.
Which implies that she's planning on crashing. But yeah, if you're going to crash.
When you're their age, I don't think it's a far-fetched reach to think that we're going to crash.
She told me she was going to, I'm just going to drive the PT Cruiser and not drive the other one. And in my head, I'm saying, good idea.
Yeah.
to be clear, she has driven the PT Cruiser into her granddaughter's car.
She's also driven it into the front porch, hasn't
she?
Yeah,
she drove it into the front
porch.
Drove
it into the front porch.
Knocked the post off.
She does not drive when she's with Grandpa.
And this was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
I tell my daughter can drive now. I say, listen, if Grandma's picking you up or something, just tell her you'll drive, Grandma. Grandma, I'll drive. You know, it's a safety issue.
She's like 4 foot two.
Yeah.
So she can barely see over the steering wheel.
She's got a couple phone books set up on the seat for her.
Of course, my daughter was driving down the thruway and the hood comes flying up. She had to get some,
windshield wipe.
I couldn't think of it.
Didn't she relatch it?
Well, she said she heard it click.
No, she didn't. Because if it clicked, it wouldn't have flown up.
Well,
I'm sure she heard it go down. And
it makes that noise when it goes down.
Latching sound.
I told her, you really got to push it down and make sure that it's good.
I pull up on it.
You know, she doesn't know. She's, you know, just 18 and hasn't been driving that long. So she got the wiper fluid, thought it was good. Driving 65 mile per hour down the thruway, and boom, it flew up. Shattered the windshield. Yeah, broke the hood's broke. I mean.
Oh, man. Okay?
She was fine.
It was kind of like shaking up. It's kind of like those cartoons, right?
Did they cover that driver's head?
She was definitely shaking up. She never did driver's head.
Oh. What movie did that happen in where the windshield or where the hood
it's,
flew
up? Tommy Boy. Trains an Automobile. Or no, Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
Lady who lived right around the corner from us growing up, her husband passed away, but he had always told her, if you get a flat tire, you don't slam on the brakes. You know, you just like coast it to the side of the road. So she was driving one day and heard the thing go, and she just coasted. And she was coasting for like 10 miles. She's like, I can't figure out why I'm still coasting. She had the cruise control set on. She was driving down the road with the tire flat.
And now she needs a new wheel.
Yep. The police pulled her over and they're like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, oh, my husband always told me I wasn't supposed to hit the brakes.
You're wrong. He shouldn't be saying that.
All right, we're back.
We're back. Yeah. Another glitch.
We had a glitch. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Well, not all of us, but some.
Once we get...
We were saying goodbye anyway. I mean, what's the big deal?
One last thing we got to talk about all those fat people out there trying to lose some weight in 2019, New Year's resolution. Sugary soda's bad. Get rid of it. You don't like diet soda because it's got junk in it. So zero sugar, great taste is what you'll find in Virgil's. Zero sugar sodas. All natural, craft brewed, 6 great varieties, root beer, vanilla, cream, cola, orange, black cherry, and lemon lime. And then they've got this proprietary sweetener blend with stevia, monk fruit, and erythritol. Mm,
it's good stuff.
Erythritol. It's delicious.
I just got 2 six packs of it at Target.
And they add only the finest natural flavors that deliver a taste sensation that is above soda. It's available nationwide at Target, Kroger, and finer supermarkets everywhere. Go to virgils.com to find a store near you. Great taste meets zero sugar. Virgil's zero sugar. It's above soda.
Jeff sucks.
See ya.
See ya.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.